All right, back now with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, welcome back and congratulations. I think since last we talked, you guys have reeled off four or five straight wins.
Yeah, we're playing pretty well. Kids are pretty committed right now, and we lost one of our assistant captains with a broken collarbone, which hurts. Actually, we have three kids out, two with broken collarbones.
Oh, my goodness.
And one with a torn ACL.
Oh, my goodness.
Two of them were football injuries, and one was just, a couple weeks ago.
Who'd you lose, Coach?
We lost Nathan Evangelista.
Oh, my.
Second-line center, really.
Yep.
The glue to the team. He hit his collarbone on the dash and broke that. And then he was our assistant captain, and then one of our other assistant captains was quarterback of the football team. He tore his ACL and he actually played in the Thanksgiving Day game and threw a touchdown. So he's a tough kid. And then we lost Jonathan Rich. He broke his collarbone for the second straight year in football. So, yeah, it's three kids that would really, really, help us a lot as well. They're all top end guys. So, but, next man up mentality. Other kids are stepping up right now and playing pretty well.
Absolutely. And, we'll get to the usual guys here in a second. But in this winning streak, Coach, you go back, I don't like these tie thingies that you don't get a point for, but I guess if you win, it's okay too. I mean, but
right.
You'd have five or six or ten more, except for that Lexington game. But go beyond that, and you guys have played really well over the last five, six games.
Yeah, I think our goals for now, I think it's maybe 64, and our goals against are 20 or 19. So.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the differential, you're going to come up with a lot of wins that way. And our goaltending has given us a chance to be in every game, which is what you want in the third period. And we've managed a way to the biggest thing is for us is to close people out. And I think we've been doing that. We're getting much better at it. We tend to have slow starts but strong finishes. So, we're trying to get the slow to better and keep us strong at the end as well.
At this time of year, you want to stay sharp. And I know Beverly has a very, very young team. So what was your strategy in the Beverly game, Coach?
Well, again, and we know that. And, you don't want to, you got to play the game. I mean, you practice to win and you practice your schemes and everything you have going. Those are the worst games to play in as a coach and as a player because nothing good comes out of it. And, we had to try to keep our game plan and we were able to get some of our younger kids in there that don't tend to grab a lot of minutes. So in that aspect, it was good, but every other aspect, it's not a great situation to play in and their coach does a great job with those kids. They are very young. But at the end of the day, we were fortunate, as always. We don't care about individual points. Our motto is just get the two.
Yeah.
So we got two. That's the way we look at it.
Well, Coach Scott's staying very positive with his team, and he appreciates the competition. Coach, you got a couple of interesting games coming up. I mean, Danvers and Marblehead are no slouches coming up this week.
No, never. Obviously, Marblehead and I went to have a history. Danvers is always one of our toughest opponents because, that's the team that, there's one team usually that has a thorn in your side, and many years now it's been Danvers to us. And we were fortunate to get the first round. Now we got to work even harder and smarter to get the W here in the second round.
As we wind down, Coach, the season here, you guys are now second in the most recent Division IV hockey power rankings, but I'm not sure that means anything at this point, except you're up near the top. What does it mean to be at the top in the conference at this point, Dale?
What do we need to do?
No, no. What's it mean at this point? Because what I'm trying to do is ask you to balance what the conference objectives are in winning the conference versus the power rankings, because it seems like the power rankings seem to take precedence over everything else, but I don't know if that's true or not.
No, I mean, we're like a tenth of a point, a percentage point out of first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's minuscule.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I tell the kids, listen, we don't play rankings. We don't play, you know, standings. We play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get very, very hung up in those things, and we don't. I to tell you the truth, Rick, I never look at any, I don't know who's in first, who's in second.
Okay.
I don't look at rankings. I don't look at anything. All I do is prepare our kids for the next game, and they're not handing out trophies in January.
Yep.
These things don't mean anything. It's just perspectives of maybe where you stand. I mean, I do tell the kids, though, it's conference first, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Making the states, and then trying to win the states. But conference is our priority.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that we're doing all the right things to put ourselves in position to do that.
All right, final question is, I hope we can talk when you have some time. I want your perspective on the Bruins season, because this is exceptional, and I want to see what you think about it. But in the meantime, Coach, final question, what is the challenge? What are the challenges at this time of the year as you head into the stretch run versus the beginning of the season, or maybe at the beginning of the season? Because your team has really established itself. They know what they're doing, and they know what you expect from them.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, just getting better every day. We come to the, you know, like I said, we build in days off. You know, don't even come to the rink. It's about being focused, being healthy, and being hungry. So, you know, we practice the same things all the time, game situations. But at this time of the year, it's maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though it's a short season, it's a long season, especially for kids that play football. You know, you're going 2 days right into another season.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time they get going, you know, it's well past Christmas. So for them, it's, you know, you're trying to build in rest, you're trying to build in the focus. And I think we've done a pretty good job at that. And if we're not skating, we may have a meeting, we may not. We might have 2 days away from the rink. So it's mental focus, physical, you know, maintenance, and then just making sure that everybody's together and doing everything together, because I'm a true believer in chemistry beats out 99% of everything else. When you want to play and you want to play together, you got to get good results.
Love the teaching, Dale. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon, and congratulations. Appreciate it, Coach. Be well.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Dale. Take care. All right, that is Dale Dunbar. I think I hit the wrong button too soon here, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.